Quick question. When was the last time your brain just stopped? Like fully powered down. No mental tabs open. No replaying that thing you said in the meeting. No pre-worrying about Thursday. Just quiet. Yeah, that's what I thought. Your brain has been running like a browser with 97 tabs open and at least three of them are playing music. And you're not lazy. You're not broken. You're burned out and overthinking, and today we're fixing that. Hey, 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 my people leaders, my growth getters, my I lay in bed at night rehearsing conversations that haven't happened yet crew. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and today, think less and live more. Groundbreaking concept, I know. I'm your host, Erin Deal, and before we jump in, a quick favor that truly helps this show grow. If you have ever been mid-episode and thought, okay, she's literally reading my journal right now, will you leave us a review on iTunes? I am telling you, those reviews help us bring on incredible guests and keep this playdate growing, and I read every single one, so thank you so much in advance. And before we go any further, because I know exactly where some of you are right now, you're exhausted, you're overthinking everything, and you're low-key mad at yourself for not being able to just snap out of it. I made you something. Actually, my team and I made you something, and it's a quiz called How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty? Because burnout and overthinking, they're what happens when your brain is stuck in uncertainty mode and nobody gave you the user manual for your brain. This quiz helps you discover how you naturally respond when things feel hard, unclear, or out of control, and it gives you practical techniques you can use immediately. So grab it in the link in the show notes, take it before, take it during, or after this episode, dealer's choice. All right, let's play. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passionstruck Network. Now back to the show. Okay, y'all, we are starting with a game today because, you know, that's what we do around here. We gamify. Now, this one is called the Overthinking Olympics. And I'm going to say a scenario, and I want you to tell me out loud how many times you've replayed it in your head this week. You ready? This week. Number one, round one, that email that you sent that maybe could have been worded differently. Round two, the thing your boss said on Monday that was probably fine, but also maybe wasn't. Round three, the decision you need to make but keep delaying because what if you pick wrong? If you scored a combined total of too many to count, congratulations. You are an elite overthinker. You have qualified for the finals, and the finals are, ding, 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 this episode. So here's the problem, y'all, and I think it's really helpful to name it. Burnout and overthinking are not two separate problems. They're literally dance partners, all right? They're doing a little jig together. And here's the choreography. You're tired, so your brain tries to overcompensate by thinking more. And thinking more doesn't solve anything, so then you get more tired. And more tired means you have less clarity, which triggers more thinking. It is a terrible dance. Zero stars, would not recommend. So in improv terms, we call this being stuck in your head. You're writing the scene, you're directing the scene, you're performing the scene, and you're reviewing the scene all at the same time. No wonder you're exhausted. You're doing four jobs in a one-person show. Now, this isn't just a feeling. We have data that backs it up. So the World Health Organization officially classified burnout as an occupational phenomenon. It's driven by chronic workplace stress that hasn't been successfully managed. Now, research shows that rumination, the clinical term for overthinking, is one of the strongest predictors of anxiety and depression. There's more. A Gallup study found that roughly 3 out of 4 workers experience burnout at least sometimes, with about 1 in 4 saying they feel it very often or always. So if you are sitting there thinking, why can't I just handle this like everybody else? Everybody else is this. They're just also pretending that they're fine. So here's the mindset shift I need you to catch. Overthinking is not problem solving. And burnout is literally not a badge of honor. You don't get a medal. Everyone does not get a participation trophy. Overthinking is your brain doing improv alone in a dark room with no audience and no scene partner. It is just you performing the worst case scenario on repeat. In burnout, burnout is what happens when you've been saying yes and to everything except yourself. You've been yes-anding everyone else's needs, everyone else's timelines, everyone else's emergencies, and you forgot that you are also a scene partner in this show. That's why, again, I want you to take this quiz, How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty? Because it shows you how you respond to pressure, and how you respond is not random. It's a pattern. And once you see the pattern, you can change the script. So it's in the show notes. Take it. Trust me. All right, let's do a little breath work, y'all. Take a deep breath in. Take a deep breath out. This time from the lowest part of that diaphragm. Get deep. Here we go. In and out. Hold my hand, because we are not going to hustle our way out of burnout. We are not going to think our way out of overthinking. That's kind of the whole problem, right? We are going to improv our way out. I do not have a company called Improve It for nothing. So, you know, I love a framework, and this time it's a 5-step framework called the Scene Reset. All right? Follow along. Here we go. Step 1, you're going to drop the script. Overthinkers love a script. You've got the what if script, the I should have script, the what are they thinking about me script, the let me rehearse this conversation 14 times before I have it script. And here is the problem. Improv does not use scripts. The whole art form is built on letting go of what you think should happen and responding to what is happening. So try this right now. Think of the thing that you have been overthinking the most. Think of the thing that you've been overthinking the most. That's an actor's warm-up. All right, now that you got it, good. I want you to say out loud, I don't know how this is going to go. And that's allowed. I don't know how this is going to go. And that's allowed. Feel that little release? That's you dropping the script. That, my friend, is internal freedom. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. All right, so you got step 1, which is drop the script. Step 2, you are going to play the scene you're in. So one of the biggest mistakes in improv and in life is playing a scene that isn't happening. So maybe you're at dinner with your family, but mentally you're in tomorrow's presentation. Or maybe you're in a brainstorm, but mentally you're replaying last week's feedback. Or maybe you're lying in bed, but mentally you're running a board meeting for 2027. Your body is in one scene, but your brain is in 3 others. Oh my gosh. I'm just nodding as I'm saying all these things, because this was me this past week. I was so overloaded. And in improv, that thing that I'm talking about being in your head, we call it in your head, is the number one way to kill a scene. Now, the fix isn't to try harder. The fix is to notice. When you catch yourself drifting, ask, what scene am I actually in right now? Then come back to it. Fully come back to it, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Because 5 present minutes will fuel you more than 5 hours of half attention ever could. 5 present minutes will fuel you more than 5 hours of half attention ever could. I had to say that again for y'all because that hits deep. So that is step two. Step two is play the scene you're in. Step three, yes and yourself first. Y'all, okay, grab onto something. Hold on. Maybe it's your steering wheel. Hold on to your bathroom counter. Put your hands in your pocket. This one's going to sting a little. You know how in improv, the golden rule is yes and. You accept the offer from your scene partner and you build on it. Most burned out people are incredible at yes-anding everyone else. Yes, I'll take that project. Yes, I'll cover that meeting. Yes, I'll figure it out. But when it comes to themselves, I'm tired. Yeah, but push through. Man, I need a break. Yeah, but the deadline. I'm not okay. Yeah, but everyone's counting on you. That's not yes-and. That is yes, but. And yes, but is the scene killer. So here's your new practice. When you notice yourself feeling something, if you're tired, you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed, say, yes, I feel that, and I'm going to honor that. Yes, I'm tired, and I'm going to rest. Yes, I'm overwhelmed, and I'm going to ask for help. Yes, I don't have clarity, and I'm going to sit with that instead of spiraling. You are the first scene partner you need to take care of. That one, y'all, ooh, sometimes I give you stuff for you, and that was for you, but mama needed that today. Take myself to church. So that was step three, yes and yourself first. Step four, edit the scene. So in improv, there is a move called editing. When a scene has gone on too long, when it's dragging, when the energy is dying, when the audience is checking their phones, someone sweeps across the stage and they end the scene. There becomes a new scene. Now you are allowed to do this in your scene called life. That project that's been draining on you for 6 months, edit. That commitment you said yes to out of guilt, edit. That mental loop of, what if I'm not good enough? Edit. You don't have to stay in a scene that isn't serving you. Whew, I want you to ask yourself, what scene in my life needs an edit right now? What scene in my life needs an edit right now? Name it. Say it out loud. Then sweep. And if you're thinking, but I don't know what to cut or how, that's your uncertainty pattern talking, please take our quiz, How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty? It'll help you see where you get stuck and how to move through it. So that was step four, edit the scene. We're on to step five, which is trust the ensemble. Here's the final shift, and it is such a big one. Burnout loves to tell you that you have to do it all alone. That asking for help is a weakness, that if you slow down, everything falls apart. That is a lie your exhaustion is telling you. In improv, the best shows happen when the ensemble trusts each other, when you know, like really know, that if you step back, someone will step forward. You don't have to carry every scene. You don't have to be the star of every meeting. You don't have to hold the whole show together with your bare hands. Your ensemble, your team, your people, your support system, they are waiting for you to let them in. literally waiting for you. So this week, I want you to try one of these. Delegate one thing you've been hoarding. Say, I need help to someone you trust. Let someone else run the scene for once. And watch what happens when you stop performing solo. So our recap is drop the script. Play the scene you're in. Step three, yes and yourself first. Step four, edit the scene. Step five, trust the ensemble. Five mindset shifts, all rooted in improv, all designed to get you out of your head and back into your life. Now, you know, I like to give you a little homework called the Playdate Practice. This is something I want you to put into practice this week. So here it is. This week's Playdate Practice is called the Scene Sweep. I want you to set a 10-minute timer. I want you to grab a pen. Here we go. Step one, you're going to write down the top three things you've been overthinking this week. I don't want you to edit. I don't want you to judge yourself. Just brain dump. What are the things that you've been overthinking this week? Step two, next to each one, write, can I actually do something about this right now? If yes, write the one next action. If no, write edit and draw a line through it, and that scene is swept. Step three, at the bottom, okay, you're going to finish this sentence. The scene I actually want to be in this week is blank. Do one thing from your list today, not tomorrow, today. And if you are sitting there staring at the page, thinking, I'm too fried to even do this exercise, that is okay. I'm telling you, go back to the quiz. How do you lead through failure and uncertainty? Understand your pattern first, then sweep. If this episode hit you, if you're sitting there with that little ache in your chest going, ooh, she's talking about me. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I am talking about me too. Because I have been that person with 97 mental tabs open. Legit hit burnout last week, had a long weekend to recover. I've been the person rehearsing worst case scenarios at 2 a.m. I have been the person who has said, I'm fine so many times, I almost believe it. You are not stuck, my peep. You are not broken and you are not behind. You are a human being who has been doing too much for too long without anyone saying, hey, you can stop performing now. So here's me saying it. You can stop performing now. Take the quiz, how do you lead through failure and uncertainty? It's in the show notes. Send this episode to that person on your team who's been running on empty and pretending they're running on passion. You know exactly the person I'm talking about, because we're not doing burnout alone anymore. And we're definitely not overthinking alone, because ironically, that just gives you more to overthink. Don't forget to leave the iTunes review so we can keep bringing you this great episode after episode. I see you. I'm rooting for you. And your brain, she's tired. Let her rest. Now go sweep the scene. I'll see you next time here on Workday Playdate with Improve It.